cloudy, 66 degrees in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Lutheran churches are challenging a new Tennessee law that makes it a felony to harbor immigrants without legal status. They asked a judge to hit the pause button on it while the federal court case plays out. But on Tuesday, the judge said no. The order said that kind of pause is only used in an emergency and that the churches failed to convince him this was one. Lutheran churches argue the legislation would criminalize their faith-based programs. That includes ones that serve immigrants specifically, like housing programs for asylum seekers, but also programs like English classes, food pantries, and day shelters, which serve people regardless of their immigration status. Lawyers for the state have argued that churches like this would not be prosecuted. They've asked the court to dismiss the case. The Southeastern Synod of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America filed the challenge. It represents 160 congregations across Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, and Mississippi. The Trump administration's sudden cuts to federal arts grants have left cultural groups reeling in the past year, including across Nashville. Daniel Jones manages Oz Arts and co-founded Kindling Arts. Both saw cuts amid changes that he says send a stark message.
It's a deliberate fear being put forward of artists, and it is a potentially lasting attempt to brand culture as something that should not be shared amongst people, that our society should be more afraid of culture than they should be, you know, excited to lean in and engage with it.
Jones was interviewed by the program Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting. The latest episode details the impact of federal arts and culture clawbacks, including preservation work at Fort Negley and a program in Pulaski. You can hear the program in full tonight at 9 here on WPLN. East Tennessee prosecutors say there's an illicit drug pipeline running from Detroit to Knoxville. The prosecutors are in a partnership with federal, state, and local agencies to target Michigan-based drug traffickers and their operations in Tennessee. They call it the 313 Initiative, a reference to Detroit's area code. The Knox County Attorney General issued a statement praising the collaborative for its drug confiscation since 2022, which have included 145 pounds of meth, 84 pounds of heroin, more than 7 pounds of cocaine, and 251 guns. On March 28th, the Knox Sheriff's Office announced it had arrested three Detroiters in the area and seized 6 pounds of methamphetamines from them. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.